The Maryland SPCA and other animal groups would like to see legislation that is breed neutral, that does not specify a particular breed. We also want to make sure that third parties, such as landlords, are not held liable in these cases.
Why didn't this pass last year? This was there were a lot of dog owners who came to Annapolis. There were a lot of hearings, a lot of rallies. Why didn't this pass last year?
Legislators did hear from their constituents and from animal groups, pet owners, that there was a concern about the court ruling. They definitely heard from their constituents. There was an attempt to introduce a bill on the Senate side as well as the House side. We did hear from legislators that they knew this issue needed to be addressed. I think it was the details and the time that ran out. So in the second special session, no bill was passed, unfortunately. Thankfully, a task force was formed. Legislators all agree we need to do something. They just need to compromise and agree on what that is.
What has been the impact of the Tracy versus Selesky decision? At the time, there were a number of the animal rights advocates and pit bull owners feared that a lot of dogs were going to be given up for adoption or abandoned. Has that happened?
We have seen an increase in abandonment of pit bull type dogs here at the Maryland SPCA, and that's very unfortunate. We've had some dogs dropped off specifically because of this court ruling, and pet owners are very upset and despondent that they're giving up a family pet. This is an issue that isn't affecting just animals. This is affecting pets and people in the state.
Do you find that people are giving up pets that they think might be a pit bull, might not be even be covered under the ruling, but they're just giving up dogs just because they're afraid of what might happen?
We are hearing from concerned pet owners and also concerned landlords. There is no definitive way to define this type of dog, so there's a lot of confusion about what it means, and unfortunately, the pets are being given up as a result.
The fact that a dog is defined as inherently dangerous, that sounds kind of broad to me. I mean, there's no specifics, right?
There are a lot of concerns about the court ruling. There aren't very clear definitions, and people are confused, and they're awaiting the regular session and the legislators to fix that.
Would you say, would you know how many dogs have been given up here at the SPCA? How many you might have, is it in the hundreds? Is it in the dozens? I mean,
specifically because of the ruling, we've seen 8 dogs given to us, and we believe the city shelter has seen perhaps over 30. We have seen an increase overall in abandonment of pit bull type dogs, even outside of this ruling. So generally, we think that people are becoming more conservative and concerned.
Do you find that these dogs, when people may have these dogs, that these dogs are just mistreated because people don't know how to take care of them? Or, I mean, just in your experience in the way these dogs are treated and the way, and when these dogs are being brought in here, are they in bad shape?
We see a variety of sad cases that come through our door. We do see concerned owners who have no choice but to give up a pet, and that's very concerning. They love and care for their pet, but their landlord has told them he can't live there. We do see strays in some pretty rough condition, and that's very sad. More often than not, we're seeing pets who are victims, especially when we don't know the owner. Right. So our job is to take them in, care for them, and find them new homes.
All right. And once these dogs are brought in here, at least of the 8 you mentioned or some of the others, do you find them new homes, or you find that they become some of your long-term residents?
People are relieved to hear that there's no time limit at the Maryland SPCA for a pet to stay. And frankly, it does take pit bull type dogs a little longer to find a home. There's a little bit of reluctance for people to adopt them. Although we have seen an increase in abandonment of pit bull type dogs, we've actually seen an increase in their adoptions, which is a surprise to us. I'm not sure if that will last forever. We really do want this legislative issue addressed because people are really looking at Annapolis right now.
And back to the legislation, what exactly would you like to see? You went over those points of what you want in a bill. Maybe you can just go over those again.
Ideally, the Maryland SPCA would like to see legislation that is breed neutral and does not hold third parties such as landlords liable.